It would be great if we could just go to the gym and do whatever we thought we were supposed to at random and see results. But unfortunately, that's just not how the world works or our bodies work. So when it comes to structuring your workouts, this is one of the things that I want you to focus on more than anything, is the structure of what your workouts look like. So when I say structure, I mean, what does each day look like? And what is the focus of that day? And when you get into the actual workouts, what are the focus of the workouts? Now, structuring workouts all depends first on your goals. We have to be able to set a goal and a foundation to then start structuring these workouts. So let's say your goal is just to get into the best shape of your life. And you've been working out occasionally, but now it's time to kind of like up the ante a little bit. You're ready to see better results. So you've been regularly working out. You're not worried about getting injured the first time you walk into the gym. Let's set up what the structure of your workouts is going to look like. So we know that the goal is, quote unquote, get in the best shape of your life. Well, if you're in the best shape of your life, then you're going to be able to lift weights. You're going to be able to do cardiovascular movements. You're going to have great range of motion, full mobility, and you're going to have energy throughout the day. Let's not think about just what's happening aesthetically and what we're looking at, but how do we feel on a regular basis? So someone who's looking to train like this, how I personally would help them structure their workouts is I'd look at first, what type of resistance training are you doing? We all know, or if you don't know, I'm a huge fan of high intensity resistance training. I call it HIIT. It does hurt, I'm not gonna lie, but high-intensity resistance training is basically putting together weightlifting movements so that you're actually keeping your heart rate high. Keeping your heart rate high during a workout is gonna make it so that you're getting a cardiovascular benefit while also getting your strength training in. Now, if you're training to be a competitive power lifter, this isn't going to work for you. You need to focus on your lifts. But if you're training just to get into the best shape of your life, this is going to make your workouts efficient. Well, why do workouts need to be efficient? Because we run the risk of overtraining when we try to do intense workouts for too long. So I like to kind of just shove everything into like one workout. So I'm going to get my cardio in my workout. I'm going to get my strength training. I'm going to get my rehab and my prehab and all my stabilizer stuff. And I'm going to do that all within like a 45-minute window or a 60-minute window. Why? Because when I am doing all of that work, if I go over that 60-minute threshold, all of a sudden, my body is going to have a lot harder time recovering. So this is why I always like to incorporate high-intensity resistance training where I'm putting together weightlifting exercises and there's minimal rest. Yes, I won't be able to lift as heavy, but I'm still going to get a cardiovascular benefit from it. Then I'm going to be out of the gym in 45 minutes to 60 minutes, and I can focus on my recovery, because you'll hear me say this a million times throughout this podcast, that your workout is only as good as your recovery. I started training professional athletes about 19 years ago, and one of the biggest things that sets their training apart from yours is that all of their training is structured. So it's structured in the sense of each day has a focus, each week has a focus, each month has a focus, each 6 months has a focus, each year has a focus, and their workouts aren't necessarily ADD, as I call them. So they're not all over the place. They're very methodical. Sometimes they're repeating things all the time. Sometimes every single Monday is a squat Monday for a while, or they're doing the same three workouts for 4 weeks in a row so they can figure out where they're at in their training cycle, or we can actually see where they're getting stronger. So one of the biggest things is that professional athletes and athletes in general who are training for that high caliber event, sport, competition, whatever it is, they are really honing in on what is working for their body and they're focusing on it. So they're not trying to switch things up all the time. Unfortunately, with the everyday person, we feel like because we're watching social media and we're seeing all these crazy cool exercises and all this kind of stuff, that we always have to be varying our training programs. But really, when it comes down to it, like, there is strength in the monotony. There is a strength in keeping your workouts consistent and your body actually knowing what to expect. We can track what's working and track what's not working, and then we can change it. So structuring your workouts is something that professional athletes do at all times. They never do random workouts. They never just throw in extra stuff. And I think that if you start to think about that with your training, you will notice that your body changes dramatically and your energy levels change dramatically, because you're finally focusing on what's working and what's not working, and you're taking the guesswork out of it. So I want to take you through what I personally think is an awesome exercise program structure. Okay. I call it the 3-2-2. Okay. So we're going to do 3 days of that HIIT training, high intensity resistance training. It makes me laugh every time. We're going to do 2 days of concentrated cardiovascular work. And when I say concentrated, I mean that we're not just doing garbage miles. We're not just doing cardio to do cardio. Our cardio has a focus, whether it's speed work, whether it's tempo runs, whether it's long, slow distance. And that is going to depend on your goals. And then the other two is actually going to be 2 rest days, because remember, your workout is only as good as your recovery. So maybe in those 3 high intensity resistance training days, you're focusing on my favorite way to train, kinetic chains of motion. So maybe the Monday, Wednesday, Friday are your lift days, your HIIT days, and you're going to do front of the body. For instance, that's the anterior chain on a Monday. You're going to do posterior chain, the back of the body, on a Wednesday. And you're going to do lateral chain, the side of the body, on a Friday. Awesome. We've got our lifts in. Now, on those Tuesday, Thursdays, we're going to add in some speed work, because our goal is to get stronger in our lifts. So we know that we need to do some like fast work. We need to do some repeat hundreds, maybe some repeat 50 meter excels. This is kind of stuff that over time I will explain to you how to create those. But for this podcast, we're just going to keep it very generalized, or this episode. But we're going to do some very concentrated cardio that's going to help us on those lift days. And then we have 2 full rest days. Now, for me personally, I put my rest days on the weekend. I have a young daughter. I want to be able to spend time with her. And that's the time that I have it. So I personally form my rest days around what my lifestyle looks like. I am no longer competing at a high level. I was a high level track athlete for a long time. I am no longer doing that anymore. So my goal is around my lifestyle. If you are competing for an event, then yes, you will choose your rest days. I always tell people, make your hard days hard, make your easy days easy, and then make your rest days literally like lay on the couch, or run around the park with your kid. But you will decide your 2 rest days, whether they are back to back or intermittent throughout your training, depending upon what you're actually training for. But just remember, if you are not a professional athlete and you are not a fitness model, that you need to make sure that you are figuring out what in your life you want to prioritize, because your family deserves time, your friends deserve time, your businesses deserve time as well. So make sure you do schedule your rest days around your lifestyle. So what does it actually look like when you take this program seriously, or this way of programming seriously? Well, it looks like pretty instantaneous results. We've been doing this type of training at Scorch Fitness, the gym that I own, for the last 8 years. So this isn't just something I made up. This is something that is tested. Was it tried and true and tested? So we've literally been doing this type of training in my gym for the last 8 years, and the results have been pretty crazy. And when I say crazy, it's because all the members have had to do upon coming into the gym is just be consistent with showing up. They haven't had to change their nutrition up front. I'll get into that in a second. They haven't had to change their lifestyle habits. They've been still able to go out and drink beers with their friends, and they're still able to see results. So this is where I get into programming needs to be, or creating a lifestyle to get into the best shape of your life. It needs to be formed in habits. The biggest thing and the coolest thing, and I always tell people when they first come into Scorch, don't change anything in your life. Like literally, I know you're excited. You're excited for this new lifestyle. You're excited to like eat clean and sleep well and meditate and do all these wonderful wellness things. But I want you to do none of them. I literally just want you to show up here, and I want you to do the workouts that I tell you to do. And I want you to do them at your ability level. I don't want you to kill yourself. I want you to lift the weight that you can lift safely. I want you to rest when you need to rest, drink water when you need to drink water. But all I want you to do is these workouts. And I want you to do it for the next 2 weeks. And I want you to see what happens. And I want to show you what happens. And what happens, again, 8 years of experience of this, is that without changing anything in their life other than showing up and walking through that door, their bodies change literally in that short amount of time, 2 weeks. I say, give me 2 weeks and I will show you change in your body. And then we can talk about the next habits. Then we can talk about the food. Then we can talk about the sleep. But when you try to do too many things at once, it bites us in the ass and we never do any of it. So that's kind of the biggest thing with Scorch and this style of programming is that it works on its own. We need a little, like, life needs to be a little easier for us. Okay. So that's why I created this type of training program. That's why I created this step one, basically, that if you start with this, you will see results and those results will motivate you. We need little wins. We need to feel good about ourselves. We need to see something changing so that we want to keep going. Our lives are hard. Things come at us in all different directions. So it's nice when you can find something that actually is worth showing up for.